What do you think about this Cuba water thing?
Well, from a military point of view, we're in no trouble. We have tankers and contingency plans, and we can keep up our water supply for some time. From a political point of view, I think it's dynamite. I was just sitting here talking to Clark Clifford, who was over with us on some other problems, and I think we all agreed it has great potential domestic effects associated with it. I talked to Dean Rusk a few minutes ago about it. He's got state working on the political aspects of it. Max Taylor has already started putting into effect our own contingency plans to ensure maintenance of supplies to the base.
Well, what are our alternatives? I guess we could. You've got a water supply program where you can supply them without any great difficulty, haven't you?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, I guess there'll be great demands that we declare war, go after them. I mean, the rabble rousers start hollering, and I guess that we could probably go to a blockade of some kind, couldn't we? That'd be our best pressure.
Well, we could, but I doubt very much that would be the first act, Mr. President.
I'm not talking about the first one, but I'm talking about the alternatives, what we could do, short of the...
Well, it seemed to me the first thing we should do is check up on the details of these plans. We have Admiral Davis, who's presently doing that, so we know exactly how much water we can get in there and how long we can last with it. If it is as I believe it is, that we can hold out indefinitely, then I think as soon as this news is made public, we ought to immediately put out our statement that it's an inconvenience, but we have other ways of supplying water to the base, and it'll not affect our military deployment in any way whatsoever. And that'll give state a little time to figure out how to put some pressure on Cuba.